Welcome to EdTech in 10. I'm Laura Carr. Well, hello from quarantine. I just wanted to check in with everybody, and I hope that everybody's doing okay. My family and I have been, you know, just sort of hunkered down at home for the past month, and who knows how much longer we have for this. You know, so far, knock on wood, we've all been okay, and I hope wherever you are and whatever you're doing that you haven't been touched by this disease. And God, if you have, I'm so sorry, and I hope that everybody is okay. It's been a while, I know, since I've posted an episode, because I had some life events going on, and then this happened, and every time I sat down to say something, I just felt like, what could I possibly add that's going to make things better, or that's going to be useful? And the response was nothing. So, I've been helping my district. We've been, you know, working from home for, you know, about a month now. And it's been hardcore getting the teachers trained up on how to use our online learning, distance learning tools. We're using Canvas mostly as an online learning platform. Some teachers are still using Seesaw and Google Classroom, and that's fine. But you know, it normally takes us months to really get teachers trained and comfortable using this. And we're trying to get it done in a couple of weeks. And I'm just so floored by how hard everybody is working, both my team and the teachers, because everybody's number one priority is making sure that the kids get what they need. And it's got me thinking. And I know one of the reasons I haven't gotten up here to expound upon my ideals for what things should look like is because I know a lot of you are very kind of boxed in by your situation, by what your kids have access to in terms of technology, by what you have access to in terms of technology, and what your administration's dictating that you do. So it doesn't really matter what my opinion is. You kind of have to do what you're told. But I will say this. If you're trying to do what you normally do in your classroom online, you're doing it wrong. Online learning, you've got to be more flexible. You got to understand there's equity issues. There are kids who don't have access to computers and devices. They don't have reliable internet. If there's four members of the family and mom and dad are working from home and brother and sister are trying to work on homework, there may not be enough devices to go around. Mom and dad may not be able to help. Mom and dad may not be educated enough or speak the language and be able to help. So don't kill yourself trying to convert your entire curriculum. Baby steps, small chunks. Instead of doing live videos where you expect all of your students to like hop online at a specific time and, you know, listen to your half-hour lesson on whatever, pre-record something, short, 10-minute chunk, throw it online. Because you can't expect every kid to be available at that time. And if you record it and you put it online, your kids will have the opportunity to rewatch it if they need to. The parents will have the option to rewatch it if they need to in order to help their kids. And it just makes things not so overwhelming. I've seen things online, and I can't cite the sources for you right off the top of my head. They were talking about the amount of homework that kids should have during this crisis. And, you know, probably, I use, you know, American grades. So, you know, grades kindergarten through probably fourth grade. So about 10-year-olds up until 10, you know, maybe an hour or two total homework. And then, you know, middle schoolish age up until age, you know, 14, 15 maybe, and that's probably even too old, you know, bump that up to 2 or 3 hours. High school, 3 or 4. Do not expect the kids to be doing 8 hours of work. And take into account that they have other teachers especially once they're, you know, older and in a high school type situation. They're going to get work from teachers all over the place. And it's overwhelming. This is all new. So just try to take that into account when you're thinking about uploading things. And, you know, in terms of equity, I've seen a lot of teachers assigning things where kids have to print out something and write on it and take a picture and send it back. And please remember, not everybody has a printer. Not everybody has the ability or the know-how, even if they were able to print it, to easily send it back and resubmit it. So just be flexible. I think that's the ultimate takeaway in all this, is just flexibility. We're not going to be able to teach them everything we normally would in school. We're just not. So decide what's the most important, and let's focus on that. And I think also something that's really important to focus on is your health, your family, your mental well-being, because this is exhausting. Working from home, my husband and I are very fortunate in that we're both able to work from home, but we're pretty much chained to our computers all day. And I have a child who's not yet two, and she doesn't understand why mommy and daddy can't play. She doesn't understand why she can't go see her friends at daycare. And it's been raining and our yard is muddy, and so she can't understand why she can't go outside and run around and do what she wants. And it's hard. And that first week, I booked myself back to back to back all day long. And I realized I cannot juggle being a full-time mom and being a full-time tech trainer. It just doesn't work. So I had to really think about how I was scheduling myself and needing to prioritize my family and my kid. And my husband and I kind of powwowed with our schedules and made things work. And now I think we've kind of gotten into a flow, but it's still hard. And no matter what you do as a teacher, there's still going to be kids that have questions. There's still going to be parents that have questions. There's, you know, nothing's ever going to be done. And that was true when we were in a brick and mortar school classroom type situation. So take a break. Step outside if you can. Step away from the computer. Spend some time with your family. And just decompress. Because we're in this for the long haul. Like, I would be surprised if we end up going back to school this year. And frankly, by the time we would get cleared, we'd only have a week or two anyway. And I don't know that I, as a teacher, would want to deal with the craziness of having kids come back for a week of school. It'd be like the first week of school on steroids. And just complete and total chaos. So, I feel like I've rambled a lot. And I wish I had more concrete ideas for you, or like the magic pill that was going to fix all this and make it easier, but I don't. So just hang in there. Do what you can. We all know how hard you're working. And just do what you can do. And that's all that anybody can ask of you. So again, wherever you are, just know that I'm thinking about you. I know when I look at my analytics, I have a very global listener base, which is awesome, but it does worry me just because, you know, this virus is everywhere. So hang in there. I love you guys. I'm thinking about you. I'm praying for you. And that's all we can do. Stay strong, and hopefully next time I talk to you, it'll be under better circumstances. Bye, guys.